This is program number LW2735. Hi, this is Larry West. Ever heard of William Jennings Bryan? He was quite an influential leader years ago. He died in 1925. Anyway, he was posing for a portrait one day, and the artist asked Mr. Bryan, "Why do you wear your hair over your ears?" And Bryan said, "Well, there's a romance connected with that. When I began courting Mrs. Bryan, she objected to the way my ears stood out, so to please her, I let my hair grow to cover them." "That was a lot of years ago," said the artist. "Why don't you have your hair cut now?" "Because," said Mr. William Jennings Bryan, with a twinkle in his eye, "the romance is still going on." You know, for a marriage to last, the romance must still go on. Got some suggestions for you today. And while I may speak from a man's point of view, giving some advice to guys, if you're a wife, you too listen up and simply put the shoe on the other foot, okay? Guys, if you're a husband, to make the marriage last, the romance must still go on. And to make it go on, remember, it's the little things which count the most. I know, your life is now filled with major decisions like your ambition, taxes and insurance, and all kinds of things at work. But remember, in your marriage, little things count the biggest. And really, they count the biggest with you, too. Her touch on your hand, a little note in the briefcase or lunchbox, your favorite supper. Yeah, with you, too. Little things count the biggest. Well, the same thing goes for her. Open her car door. Send her a card through the mail. Yeah, you can take it home and hand it to her, but that's not my point. Send it through the mail. Pick up your plate at the supper table and take it to the dishwasher. Take her to lunch, just the two of you. Take her shopping. Take her to the movies. Put 5 or 6 logs on the back porch so she won't have to wade through the rain or snow to stoke the fireplace during the day. Little things count the biggest. Here's another suggestion, guys. Surprise her by doing the unusual. You might be saying, "Well, you've already named the unusual." Well, maybe so, but what I mean is take her to the next town and see some sights together and spend the night, just the two of you, repeating the honeymoon. Invite a close relative to come visit. Her close relative. You know, boredom is one of the worst forms of death. And when you don't do things for her, she can be bored to death. You can destroy her by digging a rut and burying her in it. Do what you can do to maintain that element of suspense, of mystery. Go the extra mile, just for her. If there's going to be romance in your marriage, you've got to do the things on purpose. It just doesn't come by accident. Here's another suggestion. Guys, it seems that we have an uncanny knack to forget things. You know, like anniversaries, like birthdays, even like what you might think are silly things, like the anniversary of your first date. Nothing assassinates like forgetting what is precious to her. Make it your business to remember. That cultivates romance. Then do this. Reaffirm your relationship with her. Did you get that? Reaffirm your relationship. In other words, nothing is more miserable than insecurity. Now, I'm not just talking about you're telling her you love her and that she's the only one. I mean do things like sit with her at home or anywhere else. Seat her at the table. Introduce her to your friends. Include her in your conversation. She needs a living marriage certificate. Don't bury her in the cemetery of unawareness. Make her know that you are aware that she's around. Don't take her for granted. Reaffirm your relationship with her all day long. Finally, do this. Be alone with her. And I don't mean just a few minutes before you go to sleep. Spend an evening with just her. Romance cannot survive long without intimacy. And when I say intimacy, I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about something far more involved than that. I'm talking about interchange. Make her your confidant. Let her be your safety deposit box of your secrets and ambitions. Cling. It's a risk, but take it. The return is romance in your marriage. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a couple of pamphlets, parts 1 and 2, called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. They're yours free. Write me for them in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.